This track is dedicated to another important aspect of personalizing your CTS-V. Your vehicle is equipped with a memory package that lets you program and recall settings for up to 2 drivers. The buttons for drivers 1 and 2 are located on the driver's door armrest and are labeled 1 and 2. They correspond with your remote keyless entry controls, which are also labeled 1 and 2. The seat adjustment controls are on the outboard side of the seat. The mirror adjustment controls are the 2 buttons rearward of the driver 1 and 2 buttons on the driver's door armrest.
You can program seat, mirror, and exit memory positions, as well as audio settings, radio station presets, and other personalization preferences for up to 2 drivers by using these buttons. Just remember, to actually store your settings, you must press and hold the driver number 1 or number 2 button until you hear the 2 confirming beeps. This will ensure you have saved your personalization settings. So, let's get started.
To set the driver's outside mirror and seat memory, adjust both outside mirror positions and the driver's seat. Also, don't forget about your adjustable lumbar setting. Press and hold the lumbar button to increase or decrease your lower back support. This button is also located on the side of the seat. Now, to complete the setting of your seat and mirror memory, press and hold either button 1 or button 2 that corresponds to your unique keyless remote transmitter for several seconds. When you hear 2 beeps, that means the positions have been saved. Remember, pressing and holding the memory button is always the last thing you'll want to do after setting all of your personalization preferences.
To program settings for the second driver, set the mirror and seat positions, then press and hold either button 1 or 2 on the driver's door armrest that corresponds to their own unique keyless transmitter number until you hear the beeps. Your settings can then be easily recalled by pressing button number 1 or number 2 before releasing the parking brake. But be sure not to hold the button down too long when you are just using the button to return to your own preferred driver personalization settings, or you may trigger the 2 confirmation beeps and end up changing the settings that you've previously stored.
You can also set the driver's seat to move back to help make it easier to exit your vehicle. Located just forward of the number 1 and number 2 buttons is the exit button.
To set a customized exit seat position for driver 1, press button 1. You can also press the unlock button on the remote keyless transmitter that has a 1 marked on the back. Now adjust the seat to your desired exit position, then press and hold the exit button for about 3 seconds until you hear 2 confirming beeps.
To set an exit position for the second driver, press button number 2. Or press the unlock button on the remote keyless transmitter that's marked 2. Adjust the seat to the best exit position and then press the exit button on the driver's door armrest until you hear the confirming beeps.
Now, when you turn the engine off, your seat exit positions will be recalled by pressing the exit button. Also, if you have the auto exit seat feature checked under the feature programming menu, the driver's seat will automatically move to the exit position that you've set when the ignition is off and the driver's door is opened.
But please note that if you have a rear seat passenger behind the driver and you hit your exit button, you may have to reach your left hand down to your seat switch and slide it forward. This will stop the seat from moving back.
Now that you've completed setting memory for the driver's seat and mirror positions, let the CD advance to the next track to learn more about some other important features of your CTS-V.